Hey guys, this is Erica Ramirez, senior editor at Billboard, and on this week's podcast, I have It's the Real and ASAP Ferg. Ferg, if you were in charge of Billboard.com for a day, what kind of stuff would you have on it?
I would have a bunch of tabloid merchandise up there.
We'd be selling clothes on Billboard.com.
Selling clothes. I'll be talking about my project. I'll be talking about the ASAP Mob projects coming up. I will play all my favorite music from right now. Like, I'll be posting mad shit I fuck with right now.
What songs are you fucking with right now?
Shit. I'm fucking with that Doe Active shit.
Your own shit.
I'm fucking with that Doe Active shit. And I'm fucking with that perfume shit.
You can't post your own. Okay, if you can't post your own shit, what shit would you post? What songs?
Because
you said you don't really listen offline. You say you don't really listen to a lot of stuff because you don't want to start sounding naturally.
I don't really listen to a lot of people music because I don't want to sound like no other artist.
Right.
Like, I just want to be innovative and create. I'll be trying to create like a new genre sometimes. Like I didn't even like a lot of the stuff that's on my mixtape. The reason why it's like, I'm glad it's called the mixtape, because it's like really all of the songs like I've made for this past year. Like, a lot of the songs didn't make the Trap Lord album, and I re-recorded them. I recorded a lot of new material for this mixtape. So it's really a bunch of mixed stuff. Like, you can hear the growth in some of the songs. Like, you know, obviously, like, probably, like, one of the SZA songs is, like, a new sound for me. The Talk It song that I did with Clem's Casino is like, really new. And but it's always about, like, just, like, reinventing myself and being innovative and still having fun with it. Like, Doe Active is a real fun song. It's not meant to be taken seriously or lyrically. You know what I'm saying? Some songs you just got to come straight off your heart and your soul with it. Like, you know, when James Brown was creating hits, sometimes he said the same damn thing a quadrillion times. And they was like, okay, when is the verse going to start? Or where's the hook? Or where's the bridge? But it's like, no, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, they wanted to ban it at first, but, you know, people grew to love it because, you know, the people, what's to say, like, this is wrong if the people love it? You know what I'm saying? So
how do you collaborate then with Drama? Do you just sort of, like, put it together yourself and then send it to him and say?
Well, with Drama, is like, you know, Drama been a fan, like, since day one. Like, he's been always supporting me, like, love. Like, when I was, like, you know, playing a passenger side of Rocky, and it was, like, you know, Rocky time, and he came up in the game, Drama was always asking about me because it's like, yo, who is that kid in the freestyles? I want to see, like, what he got. So, like, when the whole Drama thing came about, of it's just me, like, always wanting to do, like, gangster grills. Like, you know, I heard Pharrell on his gangster grills.
Crazy.
And I was like, man, you got to be official. You're not official unless you get a gangster grills. Lil Wayne had a gangster grills. So I was like, man, I got to do this gangster grills. And me and Drama just always was cool, so, like, we made it happen. That's basically it.
That's dope.
By the way, Eric and I are number 89 on Deadspin's top Gangsta Grills tapes.
Shout out to us.
Yeah. So you have to beat ours.
I know, just get above 89.
Yeah, I want to, man. Hey, I heard some stuff off Childish Gambino's Gangsta Grill. His shit is dope. Mm-hmm. I'll fuck with Childish, too.
I like how Ferg was just like, yo, like, I'm done playing my mixtape, everything I'm going to play for you guys. And then he was just like, I got one more, and it's the SZA one.
But that might have been the hottest one.
That was the hottest one.
Yeah.
I appreciate
like,
it.
Like, the real Lynn drums and all that. Like, it sounds like super, like, 80s. It's.
I love that song. I love that song because it was just like, it happened so fast and quick. Like, you know, usually when a song's happen that fast and there's less thought sometimes, it just comes, like, straight out of you into the music. And that's what, like, it just evokes that feeling. Like, it's just, like, you know, damn, I feel this. Like, it's soulful.
Yeah. Fuck. How did you guys connect?
I know SZA through a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, like, I'm cool with, like, the whole TDE family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit just happened. The lights is going down again.
Are they really? No, they're not.
No.
They sort of are.
It feels like like it's getting dimmer a little bit. Yeah, we got the lights going down in here, man. They try to set me up.
This would be the worst punked episode.
It's
a very slow fade to black.
Man, I always wanted to get punked, man. Like, on, like, with fucking Asher and Kusha and shit.
It's not too late. Yeah.
Is he still?
I can't look at the door.
Is he still? Well, I wanted to see if somebody was gonna try to punk me because I can never get punked.
Oh God, that's what everyone says, and everyone probably gets punked.
Man, I think Missy Elliott had like one of the best punks.
Wait, what was Missy's?
Which one was hers?
I can't remember.
I think it was like she went in a jewelry store or something like that. And like somebody said that they lost her jewelry or something.
I do like remember that, yes.
To break the motherfucking glass and shit like that. And then Ashton Kutcher had to come out. She was really going to whip that ass. And then when he came out, she was just like, I thought so. So my shit would be more like that. Or like Kanye's when Ashton Kutcher crashed his video shoot, and they threatened to take his tapes, and he snatched his shit and started running around the desert. That shit was hilarious.
Oh my God, I didn't remember Kanye's. I never remember Missy's.
I remember Justin Timberlake's.
Yeah, Justin started crying. Yeah. Right?
Yo, I feel like you have like these on DVR.
Do you?
Nah, I just remember them shits. I used to watch that shit a lot.
Wait, so you put Let It Go. You put the Frozen song.
Yeah, I put the Frozen song on Let It Go. That mean I can't sell it because they're going to tax our ass. So when we decide to sell it, I'm taking that shit off. Nah, but that whole thing came about because like I shot a video to Let It Go, which is mad like crazy. I'm not sure if y'all seen the video to Let It Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I got extended sleeves and I'm shooting shit up.
Yeah, it looks like a Dragon Ball Z, right?
Well, it's like it's like a mixture of Dragon Ball Z / Power Rangers / like whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it's dope though. I fuck with it. And they took that video and they meshed it with the Frozen.
Just like a fan.
A fan, yeah. And they did it so good, it sounds like the song is together. So I said, man, what if I actually like do a song like that? So when I was on tour with MIA, I wanted to do the Let It Go remix. Mm. So I was like, man, that'd be dope if you like if I get you saying some hardcore shit about where you're from, like Chilanga and all of that shit. So we actually recorded the beat. I mean, we recorded her voice to the original Let It Go beat, and then we just built a new beat around her voice. So that's where that beat came from. And like we just put the Frozen shit at the end just to like end it. Yeah, my artist Crystal Canes is on there as well. She's the girl on the second verse.
So you got a song called King Bonnaroo.
King Bonnaroo, yep.
Which is real hard, by the way.
Thank you, and I appreciate that.
I think it's harder than like claiming like King of New York or like, right. You know, King of any like, you know, specific city. That's awesome because Bonnaroo is crazy.
I love Bonnaroo. I had to king myself king. Well, I didn't even crown myself. It was MTV that
crowned. Which is even better. Yeah. Like they tell you and you're like, you just run with it.
Exactly. I ran with that shit. Just in case you ain't know.
Yeah.
I'm King Bonnaroo.
And then you were saying that like you've been on a crazy festival run, right?
Yep.
But I think that like, and obviously like, you know, we've seen you like, you know, grow
everywhere.
Yeah, well, yeah, clearly, like, but through like Harlem and like through like a lot of your run up to like now. But I feel like the biggest moment to me, and I wasn't even there, I'm just saying like the aftermath and watching Vines and watching like all the videos.
Oh yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
When you killed Trilectro.
Oh man,
like, I heard about that.
Yeah, that was fun as hell. Rocky bust his ass too, because it was funny because I'd never seen him fall on stage because he's always trying to be perfect on stage. So when I finally see him bust his ass, I said, "Okay, he's human."
That's what it took. Was
that
moment
shit was
right
fun
there.
As hell, and I ripped my jeans crowd surfing. Yo, it's like when those moments happen like that, you just realize like this is actually a moment going down in history, like. Because it's just so much, like, monumental moments that happen.
Yeah, but I feel like that just took you to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, work kills whatever, like, room it's in.
Yeah.
Whenever any DJ plays
Thank
that.
You, I
but with that crowd, though,
yeah.
It just was like.
It worked.
That
yeah,
was
worked.
Dope.
Yeah.
That was dope. I think it was the crowd, too, because the crowd was just so fucking energetic. Like,
yeah.
It was just so. They was ready. Because, I went through all my Vines after that. Like, all just. I hashtagged my name in Vine and, like. All the Trilectro videos popped up, and I was even seeing the kids in the back who wasn't even seen going crazy over the song. So I think I just want to thank their energy. Like when I get a crowd with energy, that shit motivates me to like I'll be wanting to create a song on the spot to just like fucking rock the crowd.
You're doing New Year's Eve with Skrillex and Diplo, right?
Yeah,
I feel like that's how you're. Wow. That's the crowd you're about to get, also.
Yeah, I'm doing
Where's that?
That's at the Garden.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be that's gonna be my first performance at the Garden, and it's huge. I mean, I did a show at Barclays Center, and Drake brought me out the same week for his show.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty good.
I didn't do a show. I came out and did a performance.
Yeah.
This Garden thing is actually a set. Like it's an hour long set.
That's dope.
A show. You know what I'm saying? And like it's gonna be fucking crazy. The Garden alone is crazy. So
Are you nervous?
Know my show got to be crazy. Nah, I'm not nervous because you got to think about it. I've been performing for a good 3 years, I want to say. And our first major tour was with Drake. Mm-hmm. So imagine that. Like, we already was coming out. We did Santos, and then, like, the next time I performed, I was fucking performing for 19,000 people or some shit like that. Like, so it's like, and I still wasn't scared then. I was just ready.
Mm. And then you got the YG. How did the YG best of, what is it, best of?
Best Coast Connection.
I want to say best of both worlds because that's just me being.
Best Coast Connection.
How is that? How did that come to be? Who kind of initiated that?
I'm mad cool with YG. That's like a brother of mine. I took him through Harlem. I brought him his first pair of Tims.
You're wearing red today, so yeah.
You're wearing red today.
Oh, yeah. This is my red Ferg shirt right here. But, yeah, like, we been cool and shit like that. I shot a video for us. We had a video song called Click Clack. And I shot the video for it a long time ago. That was actually the first time I directed something for somebody else. Hmm. And we just kept the relationship going. I'm cool with Mustard and the whole family. Hmm. And I actually toured with Ty Dolla $ign as well. But at the time, I didn't know Ty Dolla $ign was a part of them. Like, I ran with that clique. But, yeah, like, we was just been cool. And we was just like, yo, it's time to go on tour with one another. Because we'll keep bumping to each other in Europe. Like, oh, shit, you doing this festival? I seen them at Wireless Festival. Then I seen them at, like, Splash and then all of these different festivals. So I think, like, you know, our peoples came together and was just like, yo, y'all should just do a tour together. Because every time we meet up, it's like love. Like, yo, come out on my set. Oh, yo, come out on my set. And that's how we do things.
This. I think it's about time we talk about this Ja Rule song that you have. When is the R&B album coming? Because I feel like that's next after this song.
I don't know if I could do a whole R&B album. It would be fun to do, but I don't know if I could just put out a straight, because I like energy.
Well, what about like you and Ja Rule putting out an entire mixtape together?
only if him and 50 make up.
Okay.
Yo.
That's what we've been talking about
for
a while.
Like, we would just pay, like, any amount to go see them in concert together. It'd be crazy.
Man, if money can't do it, I don't know. I mean, if Farrakhan can't do it, I don't know who could do it.
Maybe
I damn sure can't do it if Farrakhan can't do it.
Yeah.
So the Ja Rule song. First of all, my favorite line is "Toupee on this bitch like an old fella."
Toupee on this bitch like an old fella.
You know, it's with Big Sean. How did that song come together? How,
Well, me and Big Sean is cool, too. I'm only cool with certain, like, a certain amount of, like, artists. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When I build a relationship with them, like, we, like, really buddies. Like, I'm cool with Wale, like, and we never really work with each other. Like, we just been cool for mad long.
Right.
Like, we go to parties together, fucking, and Sean was the same way. I met Sean through Rocky. And we was at the, I think it was at the Jeremy Scott fashion show. And ever since then, I've been cool with him. And then I went over to his house. We knocked out, like, three songs together, like, the first day. And usually, like, when it clicked like that, it just makes sense for an artist to just do a whole mixtape with that artist. Because it's just, like, he left me in his crib, and I just was, like, going through all his songs. Like, I'm jumping on this one. And then that's how it happened. Like, so
I thought you were gonna be like, I went through all of his stuff while you were alone in his house.
Nah, I can't fit none of his shit.
All right, I think we should get to the biggest question, which is the ASAP Mob album.
Okay.
It was supposed to come out.
Jesus Christ, when is it coming?
It was supposed to come out like a whole bunch of times throughout 2014.
Yo, you know what it is? It's just not right yet.
Okay.
That's just
I was saying the same thing.
Yeah. It's just not right, like, cause we got enough probably for like 1.5 of an album. You know what I'm saying? Like a double disc album. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, it's not right. Mm-hmm. It got to be right. Because at the end of the day, we're not doing this shit for views or we're not doing this shit for money.
Or for Billboard.
All right.
Like, we really want to, like, make a statement with this one. And we want to put enjoyable art out versus just, like, rushing some shit and putting some turned up shit out and be like, oh, we got them turned up.
Yeah.
And it lasts for, like, 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. We want to really make a statement.
How much of the stuff on your mixtape now was destined for the Lord mixtape?
It wasn't even... Actually, none of it. Probably the only one was the song with me and Nas. It's called Envy. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's because, like... And it still may make, like, the Lord album. But just, like, a different version.
And when you say the Lord album, you're talking about the New Zealand singer, yes?
Yeah, I'm talking about
her. It's going to make her album.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yeah. I'll fuck with her too.
Wait, so you mentioned Madonna. Have you worked with Madonna this year?
Man, I was just chilling with Madonna. She just cool and shit. She wear iced out grills and shit. Her son got work as his ringtone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, Madonna gave some gift to Chance the Rapper.
It's like a scooter.
Yeah. A Razor scooter. Yeah. Has she given you anything?
What has she gave me?
Oh, there's just so much.
She fixed me some tea.
All right.
There you go.
It's like some fucking fancy ass tea. Mm-hmm. And like,
it wasn't just like Lipton.
Nah, it was some. It was like some fancy shit.
And she made it. It wasn't like she told someone.
Yeah, nah. She asked me if I want some tea. She was real nice to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she was sweet. That was good enough.
On that song, by the way, the one that's Clams Casino. Mm-hmm. You talk about blasting India RE, which is such a weird image.
Because I don't. Oh, what happened?
Don't you say like India A or something? What's in the hook?
What is it?
I'm a terrible listener, apparently.
Shit, I don't even remember what's in the hook, to tell you the truth. But it's like, it's nothing about NDRE.
But shouts to her anyway.
I love my beautiful black, my black sister.
Shouts to NDRE. No, but you talk about Ferguson.
It'd be dope to work with her, though.
Yeah.
Oh, all my other questions
on that R&B album.
NDRE.
I'm just gonna make it for you on this R&B album.
Erica on the she's gonna do a Trap Lord R&B album.
I'm down. But you mentioned, or when you were explaining the song, you mentioned that you talked about Ferguson on there.
Yeah.
And I saw that you posted something on Instagram about Mike Brown.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when you first heard about the news?
I mean, that should have just like, it goes to show you that like we as, like, the new generation, like, the times change for us, like, because, you know, it's kids that don't know nothing about racism or knew it ever existed. But it just goes to show you that a lot of the older people are still in that mindset. And, you know, it's just a shame, like, you know, we still got to go through that shit. And, like, a kid like Mike Brown, he probably got mad white friends and just be, like, chilling and shit, like, listen to all types of shit. And, you know, the internet created that for us, like, the world where we could just all live as one. But, like, you know, to see that people still want to separate it and segregate it like that is just sickening. And, you know, I just hope his family get justice because, you know, just imagine if it was one of y'all or one of y'all's sons or daughters or just you that came outside that day and got murdered or, you know, something bad happened to one of your family members, you'll feel the same type of way. Like, you will want justice.
I do appreciate that you talked about it, though, because I feel like some artists get a little too nervous to talk about it. They shy away because they don't want to say the wrong thing or anything like that.
My thing is, like, I'm to the point where it's like, I already exceeded past my expectation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made it out of Harlem. Like, I traveled the world. It's like, you know, I got money now. I could do what I want to do, but it's like, what really counts? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, none of that shit matters if you're not standing for anything. So, Like, that's my whole thing. It's like, stand for something. I want to see a better world. Yeah. I want to raise my kids and have them raise their kids in a better society.
Yeah. And the album, so you're working on the album now.
The album is coming out early next year.
So I know with like TDE, they usually let one of the artists go first on releasing albums, and they kind of have it structured that way. Do you guys talk about that within the mob of like who's coming out first?
Yeah, we always talk about that, but it's like, my fans ain't got nothing to do with Rocky fans. You know what I'm saying? So it don't even really matter. And if we drop the same day, the more the better. Like, because it's like, we gonna lock the streets down. We gonna lock the world down. So it's like, I don't feel like that really. And then our fans is like cult. It's like a cult following. So they support regardless. You know what I'm saying? So we could like disappear for like 2 years. And they come out with an album, and they're like, oh, shit, we've been waiting for this ASAP shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's, like, what I love about our fans, because they respect real art. And then if we putting out some bullshit, they let us know, like, yo, you putting out some bullshit.
Some real shit. I feel like the biggest issue I want to know is, what is the structure of ASAP Mob? Who is in charge? There's, like, 45 managers.
It's really not. I mean, early on, it probably was like that because we was blowing up and everybody wanted a piece of us, a piece of the...
Yeah, I mean, like, I said I was manager at one point.
Yeah, shit, I would have said it too. Shit, if I could book me a show and run off with the money.
I did. Yeah. It was a very, very good 2012 for me.
It was a bunch of people that was like that, but nah, like, we only work with two managers. We got Chase and Gino. Mm-hmm. You know, Gino is my day-to-day. Mm-hmm. You know, guy, he's with me all the time. And Chase is more like with Rocky, but we all like work with each other. Mm-hmm. And as far as the structure, the thing is, like, we really go off impulse. And that's how we got here, and that's how we're going to continue to do it. Like, you know, it's like when you try to go by, like, the rule book, or you try to meet deadlines, it's good to meet deadlines. Like, I'm all for the meeting the deadlines, like, because I don't like to disappoint fans, but it has to be right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right is right. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that deadline, if it's not right, it's not right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to put out some shit that's not right. Because then I got to deal with people telling me it's not right when I knew it wasn't right.
How much do you, like, see, like, internet comments? Like, how aware are you of internet comments and comments in general? And how much do you care, actually?
Do you see everyone posting on your Instagram?
Yeah, I look at my comments sometimes. I go through a period where I don't look at it. Like, when I'm creating, I don't look at it. But, like, when I put it out, sometimes I look at it. But, like, you know, some of this shit is just, like, stupid little 11-year-old kids talking shit just to talk shit and get your attention. Because sometimes I hit the motherfuckers back and be like, yo, that's a whack asshole. And I be like, yo, how is it whack? Like, I got, like, fucking Shaba, this, that. Like, how is that whack? And then they were like, yo, I was just playing. I just wanted to get your attention. And I'd be like, I should get my little brother to fuck you up. And they'd be like, man, I'm only 11 years old, man. So it'd be, like, a bunch of that shit, so I don't pay it no mind. Really, it's like, how you gonna have bad art? How somebody gonna tell me it's a bad song? I'm not doing anything wrong to nobody, like... All I do is talk about what goes on in my neighborhood or what I grew up seeing. All I talk about is some solutions sometimes. And, like, it's art at the end of the day. If I fucking wanted to put blah, blah, blah on a song, like, you know, sometimes Picasso threw paint on a canvas and that's how he felt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It always have to be an image on there. Right. It's whatever you looked at it as, like what you wanted it to be, like what you felt from the art. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me a motherfucking song is wrong because I felt that way about it.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, feeling a lot like over here. Very pointed.
It was directed strictly at you.
Nah.
Oh, someone on Twitter asked, what prompted you to use your dad's clothing line logo in your recent artwork?
Because it was just like, just continuing the legacy, basically. That's like what I wanted to do with this mixtape and just here on out, it's just like continue the legacy and take the name to a new height, because the logo actually says Ferg. Mm-hmm. A lot of people said think it say Arrow, but it says Ferg. It's like F mixed with an E and an R and a G upside down backwards. And I thought it was a fresh ass logo. Yeah. It's vintage and it's futuristic at the same time. Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to use it.
Do you share the same sentiments that Rocky does for Hood by Air? That he has been talking
I never
about?
Really wore it like that.
So it's never that
so,
deep
yeah,
for you.
Never. I'm cool with like Shane and like the designers and all that shit, but I never was like on Hood by Air. I'm more of a, with my fashion, I'm more of a designer because that's where I come from. I graduated from art and design high school. And
go like, Cougars.
What you know about art and design? Yeah, it's not even there no more. They fucking knocked the school down. But like, I majored in fashion, so I love just creating my own shit and wearing my own stuff. Nothing against other designers. I got like a bunch of like Ralph Lauren and Alexander Wang and just different stuff like that. But I feel like that's fashion. I'm more into style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else are you trying to do with your line?
Whatever the people permit me to do. I just want to take it as high as it could go. But I don't want it to get corny and shit like that. So I'm going to just keep it like, I'm going to keep it real, real like limited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to give it more like a boutique type of feel.
Yeah, like a boutique type of feel. Nobody likes to wear shit that everybody else is wearing. Yeah.
I don't know. I love Old Navy. I love what they're doing.
I fuck with Old Navy too. I fuck with the Gap though.
Yo, what if they come to you and be like, we want to buy your line and put it up in stores? And
I wouldn't sell it, but I'll design for them. I'll design for the Gap. Mm-hmm. I love their materials. They got really good shit. Like
I used to work at Gap.
The hoodies.
Shout
out to you.
Shout
out to me for working at Gap.
Really good material.
Did you want? Maybe. Actually, maybe.
Who's your manager?
I'll hit up my manager and be like, Ferg wants to design for the Gap.
Nah, serious. I'll do it. Like, Pharrell did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made some dope stuff, and you would never even know it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing with Pharrell is he doesn't flaunt, like, what he does. The man's out there building furniture, and no one even knows it.
Yeah, you just got to be really interested. Like, Pharrell changed my life, like. When I first bought that NERD album, and it had Shay on the cover with the red, white, and blue socks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, when I heard that album, I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, but it wasn't in a what the fuck as in a like, what the fuck is this? Like, the music was beautiful music. And at the same time, I was like, man, it is kids out there that's like me, that dress different. That ride bikes. Mm-hmm. They was on bikes doing tricks and rapping. Like, they had white girls in their videos. And, like, they was into fashion, into art. And I was, like, in the hood, like, a lot of people got, a closed mind. So they were like, yo, why the fuck you got them tight-ass jeans on and shit like that? But they don't know that's the style. Mm. Like, that's you about to be doing that shit in 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that? Like, they didn't know they was going to be doing
that
in 2 years.
Old Navy?
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to tell Pharrell?
Yeah, I speak to Pharrell all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a dope dude. Because it's like amazing how you could be in the game for so long and not be jaded by the game. Because I'm pretty sure he's been through all types of shit. And he's like on this level, like top of the line level, put out a song called Happy, you know, which is like really a gospel kind of like song, inspirational song. But like, you know, have the world on lock and then he will talk to everybody in the room as if they're all equal. And I just think that's so dope and humble. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's the best rapper to text with?
Huh?
Who's the best rapper to text with?
To text with?
Yeah.
Busy Bone.
Really?
Yo, Busy Bone hit me up 3:40 in the morning like, yo, what's Wale's number? I'm looking for some weed. He got a party going on in the city. I'm trying to find out where it's at. Yo, you in New York?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's fun.
I feel like Yams is a good texter. He used to always send me like Ja Rule gifts.
Yams like Yams is a funny text. Actually, 12 is the funniest though, because he loves the like he just gets all these fucking weird ass GIFs and shit, like all these weird pics. And we do all these, we do group text, right? So it'll be like me, Yams, Rocky, 12, the whole ASAP Nas. And like we'll just be heating up on each other. Like those group chats is crazy. Sometimes they blow minds though, because I be trying to sleep. And I'll be hearing bloop, 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 bloop.
Yo, but with iOS 8, you can leave that.
That's true.
Well, he's not ready to let go of the iPhone 5, though, right?
Nah, because I believe that iPhone, Apple is just trying to get us to bottom sixes. I'm trying to stick to my fives.
You got the six.
I refuse to upgrade because it seems like every time a new phone come out, the old one start fucking up. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay. But y'all got a magical switch in there or some shit where y'all just switch off everybody's phone, like, fuck up. Like, start fucking up. It's time to buy this new phone.
Are you someone who's kept your number from, like, day one?
I try to.
You don't switch it up a lot, like.
I try to, but then all the groupie girls and stuff, like, you met on tour and shit. You blowing you up.
You like, they're doing that group text. And, you know, it's just like 3 o'clock in the morning.
And it's like, you know what? I need to just change my lifestyle and become a better person.
Oh, it's on you. It's not on them.
Yeah, it is on me. Yeah. It's always up to you. It's always about your decisions. My decision is to get a new number. That's hard to remember. So my new number starts with a 929.
What is that?
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be hard to remember because it ain't the usual.
Wow. Do you guys have anything else to say?
I want
to
know more about the 929 thing.
Where is that from?
I don't even know what area code is.
So you just asked, you're like, give me the craziest shit that people probably won't know when you ask for a number, when you got a new number?
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want people to remember this shit. Give me some crazy, stupid shit.
So do you know your number?
I really was about to get rid of my phone. Like, yo, fuck the phone.
On some, like, Kanye shit?
Oh, yeah, he does that?
Yeah.
Like, he only emails. Yeah.
Yeah, but then I was just like, man, I got to talk to my moms and shit. Like,
Oh, is there anything else you guys want to add or say?
I just want to say, get the motherfucking mixtape before I put everybody in a chokehold out there.
One by one.
One by one. Everybody in the world.
So the next time I see you will be in the summer when you're teaching me how to swim.
Yeah, with the shark.
You have to be patient. I appreciate you guys coming through and talking to me.
No doubt. This was cool, man. This was cool, these silly city lights in this office.
Should I dim the lights now? Is that how I should finish the podcast?
Yeah, you should dim it. Turn out the lights, light a candle.